The regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 4:30 p.m. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call?
Yes, Carrie Chen.
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp.
Here.
Angelina Pride.
Present.
David Malkin.
Present.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
All board members are present.
Are there any changes or items to be pulled from the agenda?
Yes, there are two from staff, and I believe that there is another request from the board. Item 6A, California Department of Education low-performing students block grant. The last paragraph, we just need to clarify so that we're all clear regarding when the funds are available. So that last paragraph of the rationale was corrected to read, the funds will be available for expenditure or encumbrance from March 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2021. The total amount of the grant is $383,349. The second item is on the consent calendar. Item 8B9, approval of conference attendance. The attachment was revised to reflect correct work sites for attendees. There were two errors that had listed purchasing director for both Corey and for Alex, and that was incorrect. And so we have corrected those for the correct work locations to be noted.
So do we need to pull that?
No, it does not need to be. It's been corrected now. I believe that there's also an interest to pull off of the consent calendar, item 8B4, and I apologize, Ms. Pride, you'd asked for me to do that in advance, and is that correct?
Yes.
You'd like that one pulled still?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Thursday, February 14, 2016, with the corrections and pulling 8B4?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments on closed session items?
None have been received.
Then we will recess to closed session at 4:32 p.m.
Yeah, no, I've had mine for a long time.
Three girls and one boy. Oh, look at the little one.
Good evening. Thank you for being here. We have returned to open session at 6:01. All in attendance will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Giano Intermediate School student Zariah Chavez and Litzy Marin.
Okay. Face the flag. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have a closed session report. During closed session, the Board of Education took the following action. The Board of Education approved the appointment of Justin Lopez to the position of high school assistant principal effective February 15, 2019. On a motion by Angelina Pride and a second by Lynn Ebenkamp, the vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes.
I'll do it in a minute. I'll do it here.
Okay.
When I speak, I'll do it.
Okay. I would like to thank the Giano Intermediate School students, parents, staff, and community members for providing the refreshments for tonight's board meeting. Giano Intermediate School Principal Carlos Ochoa, along with students Zariah Chavez and Litzy Marin, will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at this at their organization.
Okay, good evening, Board President Friedman, Board, Dr. Mitchell, and guests. I have the distinct pleasure today of introducing to you two amazing young ladies from Giano who are here to share a brief spotlight regarding what's been taking place at Giano as well as highlighting some of their own projects that started this school year. Take it away.
Good evening, Board, President Friedman, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, the board, and guest. My name is Zariah Chavez, and this is Litzy Morin. We are both 8th grade Giano Gladiators, and we're here to spotlight the Gladiator Way. The Gladiator Way consists of doing the right thing, getting involved, and working hard. The Gladiator Way inspires us to be successful, independent, and thoughtful students from here and on with our lives.
As Araya stated, I am Litzy Marine, and I am Giano's ASB president. In addition, I am part of Giano's broadcasting team. This year has been especially excited with the launch of GBN, Giano's broadcasting network. We hope you enjoy GBN Spotlight of all the great things going at Giano this year.
Hello, my name is Litzy Marine, and I am an 8th grader here at Giano, and I'm part of GBN. And I'm here with...
My name is Kimberly Reese. I'm an 8th grader here at Giano, and I'm also part of GBN. And this is...
I'm Zariah Chavez, and I'm an 8th grader at Giano, and I'm also part of GBN.
What does it mean to be a gladiator?
Being a gladiator means to work hard.
By doing something called tutorials.
Get involved.
Before our young ladies go back, I just want to highlight the fact that this year we started a broadcasting class with no equipment. It was just out of an idea that came out of yearbook last year. In a very short amount of time and with the very limited resources, I promise to do better next year. They've done an amazing job in not only creating a way to deliver news to students, but they actually said that they wanted to create more content and enhance the birth of GBN. So congratulations, ladies, and thank you.
Can you do your selfie, Carlos?
This way, so everybody comes out.
Well, we're going to do one. Yes. You can do that, and then we're going to take one of you in the center. Of the lean in, board. And when you just go right here, and you and Miriam's going to take a picture, too, of you and your students. Aww.
Nope, you're fine.
He doesn't. He doesn't want to. Thank you very much. We really enjoyed the video. Very good branding for Giano. Okay, next is the superintendent's report by Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I wanted to share just a few pieces of information. One is around our enrollment for the 19-20 school year. So our enrollment for the 2019-2020 school year is open now through March 4th is our priority enrollment. All new transitional kindergarten and kindergarten students, as well as any new student to the district, can enroll online at our district website. Wanted to also share about the event coming up, Principal for a Day. So business and community leaders are invited to the annual Principal for a Day event set for February 27th. Schools in Bassett, Hacienda La Puente, Roland Unified, and with the La Puente Valley ROP will open their doors to invite community leaders to be guest principals and walk our campuses and be a part of our schools. And then we will have a luncheon, and it culminates with providing scholarships to students in all of our districts. Today was a fantastic day. We celebrated not only Valentine's Day, but appreciating our classified employees. So today there were approximately 45 principals, directors, assistant principals. Shay Lohman, our teachers union president, participated. All five of our board members participated, went out and shadowed our hardworking classified employees to lend a hand and to learn about what they do to make Roland Unified an awesome school district. And the torrential downpour really gave us a real picture as we were filling sandbags and assisting with roofs and with flooding and clearing drains and all sorts of exciting things. So it was a really fantastic day, and the opportunity to work alongside our classified employees, shadowing them and doing their work with them. I had the pleasure of shadowing a bus driver and a bus aide that was responsible for transporting some of our littlest learners, including our preschoolers. So we putting them in car seats and transporting them to school. So it was a fantastic, very early start to the day. And I wanted to thank Sharon Carrillo and CSEA, who's our CSEA president, as well as her team, and Brandy Chapman and folks, and Gina Ward and folks in my office for putting this event together for the third year. And last but certainly not least, I'd like to congratulate Justin Lopez for having just been selected as our newest assistant principal at the high school level. Justin will be joining the team at Nogales High School. He is replacing Mariela Moscal, who left Nogales to serve at Ybarra Academy earlier this school year. So, Justin, we'd like for you to say a few words. Welcome you to this new role in the district. You can come up. That's fine. Welcome you to the new role.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I want to thank the board, the superintendent, Dr. Mitchell, and cabinet for this wonderful opportunity. I came into Nogales High School 3 years ago as a counselor, and it has been an honor to serve our community. As assistant principal at Nogales High School, it's my commitment to provide our students with a first-class educational experience, to conduct myself with professionalism, and to evolve my practices and address the needs of all students. On behalf of my family, this is my wife, Jen, Sienna, who's turning, I was going to say you're turning 15. She's turning 10 on the 15th. She's turning 10.
Don't rush maybe. It, Justin. Yeah. It comes fast enough.
Mason, yeah. Emma, and Gia, who you've been hearing so far. We want to thank you for this opportunity. I look forward to continuing to serve Nogales High School and the staff, families, and students that make it the best high school in America. So. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and we look forward to working with you in the new capacity. And it was a pleasure to meet your family.
Mm-hmm. What a wonderful family. On behalf of the board, we want to say congratulations also. We're happy about this. Okay. Next, we'll move on to the student board representatives report. We will start with a report from Johanna Lopez, ASB sophomore, president from Nogales High School.
Thank you, Madam President and members of the board. My name is Johanna Lopez, and I am the sophomore class president. On January 25th, our school had the annual Renaissance Rally. The rally consisted of recognizing our students for their hard work and commitment to our school. We even had a great performance by our school dance team, TNDC. The 31st of January, all our ASB class began making posters for our Clash of the Classes and our annual Winter Blood Drive that will take place on February 21st. The first week of January through February 12th, our junior cabinet began their sale of Valentine's Day grams. Today, we distributed over 400 grams. Also, our ASB cabinets began their spare gear sale that will be distributed at Clash of the Classes to promote our school spirit. This week, our students began to make posters for Kindness Week that will take place next week. Kindness Week will be composed of positive message posters and fun activities that promote positive attitude and kindness to adults and peers. Furthermore, our sophomore cabinet began collecting signups for blood donations all this week. Yesterday, our varsity soccer team advanced to the semifinals in CIF against the Royal High School. We had a great wrestling and basketball season with all our boys and girl athletes making it at least to the first round of CIF. This is all from the best high school of America. Thank you for your time. Have a noble day.
Thank you, Johanna. Excellent job. The board appreciates everything you told us. Next, we will receive a report from Emily Birch, ASB Speaker of the House from Roland High School.
So just skip it. Don't even ask.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Emily Birch, and I'm the Speaker of the House for Roland High School. Since our last meeting, Roland has been quite busy, as always. Our wrestling team was very successful. 9 of our athletes qualified to move to the next event in their journey to the California State Tournament. For our girls, Cheyenne Bowman became CIF champ for the second time as a sophomore, and Nellie Vasquez placed second. For our boys, all 7 are moving to participate in the Masters meet this weekend. The team took 3rd place overall and had 4 CIF champs. Our academic decathlon took 1st place, and 1 Roland student received a $250 scholarship for being the top decathlete in Division II. The team earned 32 individual medals in total. Roland's Future Business Leaders of America, also known as FBLA, competed and finished 5th overall in the Southern Section Regional Competition, with 18 students advancing to the state competition in Sacramento in April. During the week of January 28th through February 1st, we hosted our annual dodgeball tournament. We had 15 teams with each other in the gym alongside with the audience watching. On the last day, the tournament champions faced our teachers in the legendary match. Over 25 teachers participated, and the students were able to finally get back at the teachers for all the unreasonable amount of homework they assigned. The gym was packed with both students and staff. On January 25th, seniors had their January senior event called Jam in January, where seniors could receive a free McChicken and lemonade on our new stage. The event was very popular amongst the senior class. January 30th, we held our 2nd annual Ready, Set, Roland, where members of the community could come and check out all of Roland's academic programs, athletic programs, as well as all our extracurricular activities. This past Monday, all seniors had a mandatory assembly to discuss information about grad night, graduation, and other senior activities. Furthermore, Dee Hankins, an inspirational speaker, came and motivated the seniors to finish off the school year with a bang. We also started to distribute ASB applications for class officers, executive board, and members at large. These applications will be due February 19th at our mandatory meeting to discuss election week. On February 7th, our students Ethan Galang and Ruby Fernandez had their signing day to commit to play college-level basketball and soccer. Their family and friends, along with their teammates, filled the hideout for a very special ceremony. This week, we had our annual Random Acts of Kindness Week. During this week, students received little gifts to show motivation and kindness. Monday, everyone got a motivational post-it on their locker in the morning to start their week off right. Tuesday, we had a kissing booth where on our stage where students can go up and receive a Hershey's kiss. Today, for Valentine's Day, everyone received a paper heart specifically made out for them so they could feel a little love. Friday, students will have the opportunity to take pictures with their loved ones as well as play a game like the newlywed game. February is also our Raider Goals Month. Each week is dedicated to one of our goals, thinkers, communicators, and contributors. This week, we had posters with quotes on it on what it's about to be a thinker. We are also having a thinker quiz through the morning announcements on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Third period classes will collect their answers to the questions and turn them in to Mr. Whitley by the end of nutrition. Even I was running in the rain trying to find him. Third periods that have all the right answers get the potential to win donuts. On February 22nd, we will be having our Renaissance Assembly. This year, the theme is Harry Potter. The assembly promotes academic excellence by recognizing students for outstanding achievements. Attendees will be able to watch an entertaining assembly with student actors and receiving a free t-shirt. Right after the assembly, we have our Sadie's theme. Our Sadie's theme will be revealed at lunch. The Sadie's dance will be March 15th from 8 to 11 in the gym. On February 26th, our Sadie's fashion show will happen during lunch to display all the unique outfits that you can wear to the dance. Soon, we will release signups for Powder Buff, a competition between our senior and junior boys where they can play volleyball and the girls' volleyball team can be the coaches for the boys. I'm especially excited to be able to coach the boys for the game March 8th. Also, in the beginning of March, Roland has some visitors, WASC Visiting Committee members. Our staff and students have been working really hard putting together the report. WASC will be on campus to review our progress on Sunday, March 3rd through Wednesday, March 6th. We invite all of you to join us on this adventure. March 21st, we will be celebrating the opening of our magnificent new library and administration office. Let me tell you, the student body is taking full advantage of this spacious and inviting library by using it for Socratic seminars, our Mount SAC Connect 4 meetings, and getting out of the rain to just hang out. Following that will be our spring parent-teacher conferences. Campaigning for ASP positions will start March 5th through the 8th. It seems very early as my time giving these speeches is coming to an end, but as soon as we know it, those seniors will be walking across the stage. Therefore, Roland High School is still chugging along event after event, and all the students, teachers, and faculty are all modeling the true Raider goals of being a thinker, communicator, and contributor. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. We really appreciate all that information. A lot of wonderful things are happening at Roland High School. Thank you. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments this evening? Mm-hmm. Written comments. Please note, the public is welcome to provide comment to the board remarks, which are limited to 3 minutes unless extended or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes, unless extended by the board, is allocated for each subject discussed. The Brown Act open meeting regulations under which the board must operate do not allow board members to comment on agenda items or information you may bring up that are not in the agenda. Additionally, no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a comment. Roy Humphreys.
Okay, good evening and happy Valentine's Day. Harry Peterson sends his love and is available for consultation. Thanks to William Harrison back here for setting the record straight as to the lack of professionalism, both board and administration. A correction is due in that he stated that I am right on 80% of the time. Well, the fact is it's more like 90%. Thank you, though, for mentioning that. And as noted by a woman at the RHCC meeting on Monday, sacrificing public safety for the relative few mental and dysfunctional cases is not acceptable, period. Yes, you compromise public safety and the safety of the students and so forth, which is, in fact, a core value. Yes, Governor Newsom is reducing the restorative justice program funding, and EdSource notes that it is a failure at a terrible cost. At the same meeting, board member Ebenkamp noted that the YouTube videos that the district public meetings are not advertised on the district website as the RACC meeting was, because I say the same thing. Really? I noted that the two students of Nogales High School, which did, he's now gone, the principal, Youssef, did them proud, or they did them proud, Mr. William Harrison, the Oswald clan, the teachers noting that district campuses are not safe and that the north side is known as gangland. But that would be transparency. For the record, I have little use for any individuals or group of individuals that feel that transparency is a buzzword. Your failure to openly address the sexual predator issues of the district brought great and varied responses on the Roland buzz today. Head in the sand is not an option. We must not forget that for over 2 years I've been telling you, you take over the video recording and post them on your website, I'm out of here. You'll never see me again, and that offer still stands. And yes, the only way we can move forward is if we're honest about our past. Nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor is anything secret but to would come to light. That's Mark 4:22. Thank you.
William G. Harrison.
Thank you. Roland Unified School District, good, bad, and ugly. Roland offers an immense number of programs to teachers, students, etc. They spare no cost in terms of educating our kids. I visit a lot of schools, and I see all these different programs, like I said, from A to Z. Name it is there. Any equipment that a teacher needs to have their kids go forward or the school go forward, it's made available to them. So there's no reason for our schools to not be successful. However, in the areas of math, English, you know, the state testing, we're not cutting the mustard there. But I'm very proud of the district in terms of what they supply to our teachers. If I was a first-year teacher, as I stated last time, I would love to work in Roland Unified in regards to the materials that are offered. When I taught, it was entirely different. The bad, we lose too many teachers. We lose about a fourth of our teachers every year. Where are these teachers going? Are they going to other school districts? And if they are, we need to find a way to keep them there, because you're losing young, bright teachers for the most part. Another ugly aspect is our test scores. I know we can do a lot better because I visit classes. I see kids on task. I see the teachers working very diligently. But for some reason, our scores are not going up. In terms of administrators, we have outstanding administrators. We have excellent counselors, principals, clerical. We have perhaps the best clerical staff in the state of California. I don't care what you do. They're very charming, very accommodating, very, very professional. The schools that I work with, like Nogales, very transparent. Anything you want to know, you get. Oswald, not as transparent, but maybe they're coming around. The ugly is we have a lot of gang problems on our campuses. We have a lot of kids who are not being obedient to teachers, causing classroom disruptions, preventing the educational process to go forward. That along with the college kids. We're not sending a lot of kids to the four-year colleges, be it private college, UC, or state colleges. Another problem is we set our goals too low. We want 2 to 5% growth. It's just not, you're not stimulating anyone at 2 to 5%. We need to set our goals a lot higher and push our kids a lot harder in order to reach these goals. In regards to the request that was made by the board last meeting, Mrs. Kim did contact me. We went over a lot of issues within the school system, the district rather. A lot of answers, questions were answered. In regards to the Oswald Project, I'm still waiting for Alex to give us a call. We're still in the dark. We don't know what's going over at Oswald. We're walking around with a white stick with a red tip on it, okay? But overall, the district is doing a great job in terms of answering the questions I put forth, and I look forward to, I'm hoping that the district does move forward in the test. God, I hate that bill. Thank you very, very much.
Shay Lohman.
Front row seat tonight. Notice, yeah. Well, first off, happy Valentine's Day. I'd like to take the opportunity tonight on Valentine's Day, also the Appreciating Classified Employees Day today, to express love, to remind everybody in this room, our students, our community, our staff, that there are so many dedicated individuals in this organization that have a deep love for a singular goal of educating the students that live in our neighborhoods. In my fifth year as president of the union that represents educators, I have been blessed with so many opportunities to learn and be inspired by so many great people who show up to work every single day to serve our community and do the best job they can to educate our students. This is a 24-hour organization with the purpose of creating the most optimal learning environments. From our food service employees that show up literally in the middle of the night, rain or shine, as we learned today, to prepare thousands of meals that our children rely on, to the mechanics and bus drivers that ensure that our students are transported to school in a safe and caring manner, to our office staff and administrative services department who keep us all spot on, to the hundreds of educators classified, certificated, both in the classroom and in support and specialized roles that teach our students the skills that will be necessary for our students to live whatever life it is that they choose for themselves. To our custodians and maintenance crew that keep our campuses clean and in recent days dry both inside and out. To our security and patrol staff to protect us from the sometimes crazy world. And of course, our administrators, our cabinet, our superintendent, our school board that manage this little city is really what it is. As a labor management team, we have grown leaps and bounds from 5 short years ago. We may not always agree. Heck, we might flat out disagree sometimes. Sometimes we have to tackle complicated issues together. And sometimes we might be frustrated at the pace of change. But what I have learned is that I've never questioned your commitment to public education, to the students that we serve. Your love and passion for the work that you do is evident for all those that are around. This community is lucky to have the support of the staff, educators, and management of this school district. So that's my Valentine's Day card. Thank you, everybody, and have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. We will move on to the discussion action items on the agenda. The first item is 6A. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the California Department of Education Low-Performing Students Block Grant Plan for the 2021 school years?
I move. A second.
Are there any questions or discussion?
I have one item.
Okay.
Under 6A, item number 2, where we talk about professional development activities for certificated staff that increase the equality of the best and first instruction, specifically areas of mathematics and formative summative. I understand there's 194 identified students that would be receiving the benefits of this funding, and I would like to focus this a little bit more, saying professional development activities for certificated staff who provide services to those identified students rather than just generically. I realize that each year these students can be represented in different classrooms, but since this is the plan for this current grant, I would like to see that funding going towards those professional development that are serving those 194 students.
So to absolutely, yes, and to change that wording, I don't think is a problem. But to clarify, it will also, our intent would be to include those teachers of the 194, but also others. So it would not be limited to only those 194 teachers. I mean students, the teachers
right.
of those 194 students.
But this is the justification for the grant for this year, correct?
It's through 2021.
Oh, this is for through 2021. Okay.
Right. It's through 2021. So those teachers that they have this year are different than who they have next
right,
year,
exactly.
which is different than who they have.
That.
That's why it was written in a generic fashion, and I wasn't clear when I had made that response because
yeah.
you had previously
okay.
asked me that question. So that's why I wanted to clarify that it's not it is a broader net because uh-huh. of the year span as well.
It's just that I know at each of our board meetings we're approving
mm-hmm.
conferences, training mm-hmm. on a regular basis, or consultants coming in. This is in addition to that regular training that we do as a school district. So I would hope that this money would be targeted towards those students and the teachers that provide services to them. That's all.
Yes, it will be targeted that way, and it will definitely include them, but it may also include others. And even when it's student services, of looking at tutoring services and so forth, it will include the 194 students, but it may also include others.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware that I went through 21.
Sorry, I wasn't clear about that.
Okay. Those in favor? Oh, no, another question. I'm so sorry.
For the 194 students identified to benefit from this grant, but the grants across two years, two academic years. So among the 194, what happened if they graduate from the or leave or how then change it? So are they, how does it work?
So the funding was based on the enrollment in this school year, and that's how the 194 students were identified, and that the funding was based on 194 students. So even if a student were to graduate, the funding has already been provided to the district.
So is there any 194 can be different students and every this year and this year?
Well, there may be fewer students. Let's say if there are some of those 194 seniors in the district, they may graduate from high school. The funding has already been established and has already been provided to the district. And so we are eligible to start encumbering and spending that money beginning March 1st of 2019 through 2021.
I see. Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6B. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the Memorandum of Understanding regarding new employee orientation between the Roland Unified School District and California School Employees Association, Chapter 133?
I make a motion.
A second.
Are there any questions? Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6C. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District and the Los Angeles County of Education for professional development?
I make a motion.
Second.
Are there any questions or discussions? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6D. Can I have a motion and a second to approve Anatomage Incorporated as a sole source provider for the procurement of Anatomage visual dissection tables?
I move.
Second.
Are there any questions or discussion? Those in favor?
Just like to make a comment that I've actually seen this table in person, and my son utilized this when he was going to school. And if, you know, once we obtain these tables, it's going to put us leaps and bounds above others in the area to have this available. They actually use this table many times in medical schools rather than using cadavers. And it's an unbelievable technology that these tables have. So I'm really happy to see these coming to Roland.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. Any other discussion or questions? Okay. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6E. Can I have a motion and a second to vote for no more than two candidates to the California School Boards Association Delegate Assembly, Suburgeon 23B, who will serve a two-year term beginning April 1st, 2019 through March 31st, 2021? Are there any suggestions of candidates?
I have two. I did as much research as I could on the internet on these two. And Rosemead, Nancy Armenta, what I really like about her is that she's an MSW. She's very strong into mental health and the utilization of counselors in the educational process. And the other one is Adam Carlos Carranza from Mountain View. She's into literacy, and she took it on her own to start these little free libraries in the community and has actually set up 20 of them in the community. So she's going beyond just the school district to increase literacy. So I personally like Armenta and Carranza.
Okay. Angelina?
I would like to throw Larry Redinger out there into the mix. Larry Redinger is retired from Mount SAC, and he's still working diligently with the programs there to enhance science for students, interest in science for students. He's also very involved in advocacy for K-12 school districts, also with the Los Angeles County School Trustee Association, and with helping to make sure that professional development at those meetings is provided for school board members who attend representing their districts.
Because Larry, most of them know Larry because he was in the community for many years, and it's a neighbor district. So I think Larry may be a good candidate. And among Nancy and Adam, I think I was for Nancy because her background. So I think I was for Larry and then Nancy for these two.
Lynn, do you have any comments? No? All right, may have a motion for one candidate. We'll vote for two, but let's do one at a time. Would someone like to make a motion for somebody? I want to make a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion for the first candidate to be Nancy Armenta from Rosemead.
Can I have a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Now I need another motion for the next candidate.
I made a motion for Larry Redinger.
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6G. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number S?
F.
So sorry. Let me go back. The next item is 6F. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number AS181908 proclaiming March 4th to the 8th, 2019 as National School Breakfast Week and the month of March as National Nutrition Month?
I make a motion.
Second.
Any questions or of course, are there any questions or discussion?
I have there's a comment I'd like to make. Based on what Mr. Lohman was saying earlier about, you know, basically it takes a team to provide an educational, comprehensive educational program for our students. One of the things that a lot of us don't really appreciate is nutritional services and the role that plays in the educational process. So I looked on the internet and looked at a couple of studies that were on the internet, and two kind of stood out, and I just want to just real briefly summarize those. One was in Philadelphia, where 75% of the teachers who responded to a free breakfast program, informational survey, there was a 63% response. And what they found out that over half of the teachers, or 95 of them, said that they had seen students' independence, cooperation, responsibility, socialization, curiosity increase as a result of participating in the Universal School Breakfast Program. And then another study in Philadelphia looked at, from an administrative point of view, as far as paperwork and workload. And what they found out that if the school had 70% students that were eligible for free and reduced, that if you did 100% there, that they estimated there'd be 13,000 hours of administration time was saved, and the cost was $96,000. In addition, concentrating on those schools at 70% or greater rate, the positive bottom line would increase to $644,000. So both administratively and educationally, a good nutritional program and universal free breakfast program benefits the students and benefits the bottom line for the school district.
I'm a little more selfish, and I'd like to see what's happening in Roland Unified as far as, you know, how students are benefiting maybe a year from now. Dr. Mitchell, you could get some numbers for us?
I can.
Because what happens in Philly isn't necessarily true what's in Roland.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6G. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number SO181910 proclaiming March 2019 as National Music in Our Schools Month?
I move.
A second.
Are there any questions or discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. for March, and we have three music festivals on that month.
Correct.
Right. And three, but only two. The third one is in April.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
April. Yeah. So even in April, can we
make that? It?
Yeah, it's a...
Can we extend it to 2 weeks?
So we have music festivals that go all year long within our district, and so we're recognizing the month of March is National Music in Our Schools Month. It's a national recognition piece.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure what your request is regarding the one in April.
He was thinking, I think, March and April.
The two festivals in March, we can make them part of the National Music Month as a celebration or a...
To make an announcement at those concerts?
Yeah.
Certainly. To add that at those concerts in March? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We can do that, sure.
That'd be part of the... So at least we
sure, to acknowledge it at that event.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just also another add-on that I don't think about. That in looking at studies that benefit students, they have shown also, I don't have them with me right now, but that the music programs benefit students in math, and that they achieve higher grades in math based on music involvement. I don't know about Roland, but studies have shown that in the past.
Okay, I'll believe that one.
Okay, those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. The next item is 6H. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number SO181911 proclaiming March 2nd, 2019 as Read Across America Day?
I make a motion.
I second.
Are there any questions or discussion? No? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. The next item is 6I. There is no motion on this item. This is just to receive for first reading and discussion of Board Bylaws 9005.1, Board Superintendent Protocols. Now it's time for discussion.
Could that be put up on the screen?
Yes. Dennis, can you put the attachment up there? So if I can just provide a little bit of background and to reiterate, this is a first reading, and so we welcome the conversation from the board. This is here because we had brought it at the last meeting regarding comments and then made no change to that but recognized how dated this was from our current practices. And so we attempted to make some changes to reflect what our current practices are, but there are other bylaws that we have that also need some adjustments. So some of these, as we have gone through the book of our bylaws, there are others that need to be updated as well. So we can start with this one, and we continue to work through, or we can bring them all back at a time, or whatever the board's pleasure is.
What about going for each one? If there's a, do you want to do that? Sure. Does that sound okay? Like one is fine?
Well,
agenda development.
I have a question. It's more about formatting. Since B and C talk about comments, shouldn't those two be lowered and put them under board comments, or are they not talking about board comments? See, 1B says board members will keep comments to a reasonable length, and then C also talks about comments. Right?
Under number one?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
So this one are comments. So she's asking if it can be.
Should those be moved down
B?
Under the.
This
under
oh,
two.
That's this one.
These two, can they go under this heading? You know, because they address comments, which is a good point.
What does everybody think?
I think that's a good point.
There's a.
Makes sense.
Okay, so.
So I got it.
So B and C, B, E, And CD will be moved to comment section?
That one's struck out. So it's B and C. Those are strikeouts.
Oh, B and C. Okay. And I was going to mention on C for board member comments, cross off related to school visits and community activities, because we also say other things besides that, you know, in our comments. So all of that can be submitted in writing for insertion into the minutes to Brandy. What do you think? Okay.
I agree.
Sure.
So we're going to...
I concur.
I don't have...
Cross off. And then I wanted to go back to 1A.
Board member comments. Can I get one clarification?
Yes.
So just so the request on C is it would read, correct me, board member comments will be submitted in writing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay. That's all I need. Thank you.
Can we go to the opening paragraph first? Can we go to the opening paragraph?
First one?
Yeah. The
agenda. Oh, the paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay, paragraph.
The preamble, we won't even call the first paragraph. I like the idea of the teamwork approach, but I feel that whenever you have a team working on anything, one person has to be ultimately responsible. And I'd like to have in this document someplace the responsibility of the board president in making the final decision when there's a disagreement or a dispute, and then how that board president would solicit input from the board members. And I don't see that in this document at all.
So in terms of looking at this, if we were to do that, that would we need to find a place where we put it, because the board president as a single individual cannot make a decision for the full board. It has to come to the board.
Right.
So the board president would put an item on the agenda, either open or closed session, depending on where it is appropriate, and that's where the discussion would be made with the board.
Well, even under 1A, where it says the superintendent will receive and review
right.
with the board agenda items, but then say the superintendent says, no, I don't want that on the agenda, and the board president says, yes, I do think it should be on the agenda.
It goes to the board president.
Yeah, then
yeah.
You have to go to the board president.
Yeah, and that is the case.
But that's not stated in here. That
like in A, can we switch it over back how it was? The president will receive and review with the superintendent, the original way it was.
Yes, the way that it is, the amended is simply what our current practice is. It can go, this is, it's fine, but the board president typically does not receive
You don't want
you
that.
That's
you guys can have yeah. it. Yeah, no, but you typically don't receive those. It comes through our office.
From the board members. This is only for board members' requests, not the
They
community.
Still typically come. Our current practice.
A.
I understand. Current practice, which can be changed. So our current practice wasn't following this. Our current practice is if any member of the board wanted something on a board agenda, they typically would reach out to me, and then I meet with the board president regularly, and I'd say, a board member has asked that this item be placed on the agenda, and then together we look to see, is this within the purview of the board? Is this a policy decision is in the purview of the board? And if it is, we put it on the agenda.
Right.
And if it's not, we explain to that board member that it's not, and help and further understand what was the interest. So... but I respect yours in terms
what
of...
What happens if there's a disagreement?
Well, then I think you put superintendent evaluation in closed session.
I think that if there's a disagreement, then the board president has the final say.
That's kind of a lot of weeds to get into, because there are some things that maybe I say I want, maybe I'm president and I say I want that on the agenda. Well, maybe it's not an appropriate item for the agenda, and Dr. Mitchell knows that better than I do. You know, there's certain things that go on the agenda and certain things that don't.
I'm thinking in the past, not Dr. Mitchell, but other superintendents we've had, that if it was worded this way, what the situation would have been. And that's what concerns me.
Respectfully, it was worded the new way. Is that what you mean? Worded the way that it's proposed?
Right.
To go, yeah.
Concern me based on previous superintendents that we've had.
Yeah, I think, though, you also run walk in a very thin line of violating the Brown Act if you change that back to the way it
no,
the
I'm
first
not asking
one.
For that. I'm just saying if there's a disagreement.
Oh.
then the board president should have final say.
Then I think that, that's something that maybe is communicated with the individual who submitted the request, and maybe the individual who submitted the request, the board president and the superintendent can talk about it together, because maybe something is getting lost in translation. So maybe if you ask to have something placed on the agenda and the board president says yes and the superintendent says, I don't think it's a good idea, then maybe that's when they say, let's bring the person who made the request in, and the three of you can have a discussion about it, because sometimes things do get lost in translation. Maybe what the board president, the reason the board president thought you wanted on there wasn't clarified correctly to the superintendent, and maybe it's something that can be worded in a different way or addressed in a different way.
I'm just looking at the hierarchy on how the organizational structure works.
Right.
And the board is supposed to be the top.
That's true. And but keep in mind also that this, the only one on this board that have been an administrator in education is myself, and then Ms. Friedman has been a long-term teacher. So there may be ed code that comes into play. There may be legal liabilities that come into play. So there's the superintendent's job is to protect us as well and make sure that we're staying in compliance with how things are things that are placed on the agenda too. But that's why I said I think that's where communication comes in, where the board president and the person who submitted the request, be it any of us, would need to sit down and have a conversation about it. And then if you still have an issue with it and the superintendent refuses, then, again, that's where the board superintendent evaluation comes in if she doesn't follow your recommendation.
I think if we would do a process flow chart on this,
and
look at it visually, then we would see that we're getting out of sync with where the board sits and where the superintendent sits.
But it's not technically, because, like I said, yes, the board is here and the superintendent is here, but also if I asked you a question about ed code right now on student discipline, you wouldn't be able to say, oh, that's ed code such and such and such, where she could. So sometimes there's a protection issue for her. One of her jobs is to make sure she protects the board from us getting ourselves in trouble. That's all I'm saying, is that a discussion should happen. Communication is always going to be the deciding factor. So if you communicated something with her directly, you know, if the board president contacted you and said the superintendent didn't want to put it on there, and then you go in and you're her boss, you go in and you say, hey, explain to me why you didn't want to put this on the agenda. You have that right.
And then if there's a disagreement on that, not based on ed code, but just a disagreement ethically, or
if there's no valid legal reason why it shouldn't be, and there's no harm that would come to anybody in the district for it not being placed on the agenda, then those are the things you're looking at. Then by all means, you and the board president can say, well, you know, we want it on the agenda.
But David's saying, what if the superintendent says no? The superintendent has
the ultimate say.
Then again, that's where her evaluation comes in. She disobeyed.
Yeah. I think we should think about
but you can't,
when there's an impasse between the president and the superintendent, then whether an item be added to the agenda, be brought up to the whole board and let us decide. And then superintendent can speak her part. We can speak our part. But we have the vote on it.
Yeah, I would hope that would occur, that the superintendent, that the board president would solicit input from the rest of the board.
I don't know how you say that for the bylaws, but that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, why not keep B? I just am not sure why we didn't keep B. We could put instead of will, may be placed on at the end of the agenda.
Because if it's a discussion action item, it goes in the discussion action section. If it's, and that isn't at the end of the
meeting. Board member initiated items may be placed in the discussion?
Well, they'll be placed on the agenda where they most best fit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're a staff report.
Right.
Sometimes it's a discussion action item. Sometimes it's a consent item.
But I don't know why it was crossed off, that's all.
It's crossed off because the recommendation is to strike it from the bylaw because it's not applicable. Because the board member initiated item would not be placed on the agenda. It could at the end. The issue with the old B is the word end. Because board member initiated items do not go at the end of the agenda.
They go
where they fit within the order of the
agenda. So board member initiated items may be placed where they need to, you know.
Doesn't need to be
depending
on
to
be there. I mean, if it's a board member item that's been agreed to put on the agenda, it'll be on the agenda.
Exactly.
I think that whole line just didn't make sense.
Okay.
This includes closed session agenda items too?
Correct.
That's where it comes touchy in closed
session. Well, since this is just a reading with a discussion, maybe we can work on that piece about how we want to word what we've been talking about as far mm-hmm. as the impasse between the president and the superintendent.
Well, yeah, that'd be fine.
If it includes closed session also, which it does,
well, then it would have to be a closed session and discussion.
No, but agendizing items in closed session that might involve the hiring or firing or reduction or whatever, you'd want, I think, the board president to make those decisions, you know, to be whether it should be on the agenda to be discussed.
No, those things have to go on the agenda.
I know they have to, but I'm just saying.
That's okay.
Say
you're
you
overstepping.
The superintendent, and the superintendent says, "No, I don't want that on the agenda in closed session." I'm just going back hypothetical.
They can't do that. That's where legal counsel becomes
I'm
involved.
I'm just saying hypothetical.
No, legal counsel becomes involved in that. That becomes a legal issue with the board president and our attorney.
So, I'm just trying to look at what happened in the past.
Well, we were there. So.
Yeah, I know you were. Yeah.
David wants to try to prevent it from happening again.
Yeah, I understand you're trying to make sure that everything is protected. Yeah. But I think you have to be very careful about trying to throw everything in there because there's going to be circumstances. But do keep in mind, based upon what you just said, that the board does have an attorney. And the board can say, hey, we want our attorney is coming to this meeting because we're putting on closed session agenda some concerns regarding your performance or, you know, whatever. But that would be a conversation that the board president and our legal counsel, the board's attorney, would be already talking about. That's where that comes in at.
Good thing you're doing a good job. I was like, is anybody else uncomfortable with this conversation? Just asking.
It's a closed session item. Yeah.
Good job.
Okay, so we have some changes and we'll bring it back for another.
Well,
can you go down some more, please?
We're missing some of it?
Yeah. There's
a couple pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's three pages.
I think
pages.
That was the only.
There were not a significant number of changes.
Right.
Like there's a change on that item number 5 with the time because it this was in conflict with another current existing board bylaw that said 10:30 instead of 10 p.m. That's the reason for that change because we tried to match and marry other board policies, board bylaws, as well as the new handbook.
Do we have to put a time on there? Can't we say all attempts will be made to finish our business in 3 hours or something? You know, it just seems like putting a time.
But if it gets to 10:30, we can vote to have it go longer, as it was. I was reading it. We can also vote like at 10:25.
I'm out of here.
Kind of silly.
And then I think some of the other ones were issues that we had addressed during
the handbook.
Board evaluation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking on 12 where it is the self-monitoring of board effectiveness where it says the board should conduct regular self-evaluation. Can we add like minimum yearly, something like
It's every 2 years, isn't it?
Annually.
Yeah, annually.
CSBA says yearly.
Yeah.
Can we add, what do you guys think of that as a minimum yearly?
Yeah.
So on 12.
So add the word annually. The board should conduct regular self-evaluations annually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other discussion on this one? So we'll bring it back for another reading?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll make these adjustments and bring it back for a second reading.
That sounds good. Okay.
Can we, if we have more changes at the second reading, can we extend it another time? Sometimes we say two readings is it.
Yeah. Typically, our past practice has been first reading, and then it's been second reading and adoption. But should the board change that, you can do second reading with amendments and not make a motion to adopt, and it pushes it to the future.
Right. Okay. Next on the agenda is pupil personnel. The next item is 7A. Do I have a motion to approve the readmission of student 17-18-03 to the Roland Unified School District effective February 15, 2019 with placement at Roland High School?
I make a motion.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is the consent calendar. We will approve all of the items in consent with the exception of, do I read it?
B4.
Mm-hmm. That was pulled for separate discussion and action. Can I have a motion and a second?
I make a motion.
Second? Somebody?
I'll second.
Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Now I need a motion for 8B4, do I read the whole thing? Independent contractor agreement between the Roland Unified School District, Telesis Academy, and Wynn Education Incorporated.
Yeah, I move. I don't have a voice. I'll move.
Thank you.
May I have a second?
David. I'll second.
Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstain?
Aye.
Motion carries. Conference section, board member comments. We are now at the conference section for board member comments. We will start with Angelina this evening. Angelina gets to tell us our board comments.
Oh, I'm first. Okay, just two quick things. First of all, I wish Gina Ward was here because if she was, I was going to ask that everyone give her a standing ovation for the fantabulous job that she did with the showcase. I was worried about it. I kept bothering Julie, asking her, what is the plan? What is the plan? Because it was scheduled to rain, and it went off without a hitch. I don't know how she managed to, and I know she had help, Brandy, Miriam. I know there were other key players involved, and thank you to all of you that were involved, because I seen you to running back and forth like crazy people as well. But it was just a fabulous event. It went off really well. I was so impressed with the number of people who still showed up in the rain for that event. I got to meet some new parents. I got to talk to some teachers that I had never met before and see a couple of new things that are taking place at some of our elementary schools. And I spent a lot of time with our students who are enrolled in CTE programs, and they did a really good job explaining to me what they have learned and what they were achieving and what their goals were and the colleges they were applying to. There were several coming to Mount SAC. Go Mount SAC. So it was just an awesome time. It was awesome time. And just appreciative to everybody who had a hand in making that happen. So please do convey to Miss Ward. It was awesome. Yeah, very good job. The other thing was, as it was indicated by Dr. Mitchell and by Mr. Lohman, the CSEA job shadow week, and I
did get to spend about three hours Saturday job shadowing one of our safety school safety officers, and it was very informative. I got a whole different perspective on the district from them and things that go on and what happens on our school sites on the weekend. And I thought it was very, very informative. And one thing, again, I want to say thank you to CSEA here for participating in this program, because it does help us to better understand some of the positions in the school district that we wouldn't otherwise be that familiar with. So thank you to them for that. And that's all I'm going to talk about today.
David?
I just want to echo what you said about the RUSD showcase. I mean, it was fabulous. And the crowd, the turnout was just great, which I think speaks highly of the school district, that people would come out in that rain to see the showcase. I mean, it was packed. And it just flowed like as if there was nothing, you know, uneventful as far as rain or anything. So it was really good. And I heard a lot of good comments from people about it. And the performances were great. So I agree with what you're saying. And like you said, Gina, she just pulls things out. You know, when things look like they're not going to work, she has a knack to make them work one way or the other. It's not, you know, what can I not do, but what can I do, which is a nice attitude. The ACE program, the appreciating classified employees today, boy, what an eye-opener that was. I was drenched. but, you know, things come up to on our agendas, simple things like cycling off used equipment or equipment that shouldn't be used anymore, and we question that, you know, why is that being cycled off? But when you get to see that firsthand, why vehicles are being transferred, cycled off, it makes you appreciate that a little bit more after riding today. You think they would have given me the best truck out there?
They're very smart.
I tell you, this was an experience driving today. But anyways, it really was an experience seeing the actual workings, because I was on the personnel commission when they hired where they developed the classification of pool man or pool keeper, whatever you want to call them, or pool person. we were questioning why we needed that person in the district, why somebody else couldn't do the job, because everybody takes care of their pools at home and stuff like this. Well, after seeing firsthand what this person does at Nogales and Roland, it really is a technical job that requires a lot of skills. And then seeing the contrast between Nogales swimming pool and Roland High swimming pool, because I've never seen Nogales' swimming pool before. That's never gone to the back of the campus over there. That is an interesting pool. And hopefully we can do something about that someday. I understand there's some discussion plans in the work. But that is an old, old pool. And hopefully we can get it fixed to match the rest of the school, because the rebarb's coming out from the bottom of the pool, and it doesn't look that nice. I went to the two high school events, the Go Roland and Nogales 101. Great events. Totally different the way the two high schools handled them. Nogales handled it in such a way to inform people about activities that students can get involved in and what's available at Nogales. And Roland was focused more on educational aspects of it, what's available, help that they can get, the college, the classes they're required to get in order to go to college or to take a career path, what's available. There was just totally different approaches, but both were excellent for upcoming high school students. I want to mention February 22nd, 2 to 5, we're going to be doing Heart and Soul again at Family Resource Center. We've been doing this since 2010. And since 2010, we've given out about 1,400 pairs of shoes to Roland Elementary School students and a few intermediate and high school students. And we'll be giving out approximately 100, 125 more pairs of shoes on the 22nd of February, which is next Friday, a week from Friday, and 2 to 5 o'clock. We'll be setting up around 1 o'clock, and then families will be coming in mostly around 2:30 when school gets out. They usually pick the kids up and bring them over. And if anybody wants to come and participate or watch or help kids try shoes on, we can use you. And Sue Chi, again, did the Villa Corta food distribution. The turnout was more than ever. We ran out of a lot of food, and they had food for about 250, and we still didn't have enough. That is just growing exponentially, that program, and it's just something. At the food distribution, one of the Sue Chi leaders came and approached me, and they want to give out scholarships at Roland High or at Roland Unified. So Dr. Mitchell has put that into place already. Hopefully we'll get some students that will be eligible. So they really are partnering with Roland Unified and trying to be a good partner with us. They want to give out a couple of scholarships, $1,000 each. So that would be nice. And I want to congratulate Justin for his appointment, Justin Lopez. And the two reps that were here from Nogales High School and Roland High to come here on Valentine's Night for young adults. That shows how dedicated they are. And finally, I just want to wish everybody a lovely Valentine's Day. And thank you for coming out tonight and spending your evening with us instead.
Carrie?
Happy Valentine's Day. And that's the day remind us we need love and happiness, so everyone in our mind. And today is the Appreciation Classify Employee Day, and I was there at their Hurley helping the distribute the breakfast and the snack to the kids. And I found guava was the on the menu. And that was not very popular in the in the regular market, but that's very nutritious. This a food of vitamin C, and I'm very happy to see that in the kids grab it and eat it, and this is very popular in Southeast Asia, in Mexico and Hawaii, and in tropical countries. But that's very good, very healthy food for the kids, and that reminds me that the food also reflect the diversity of our community. So, and also that the kids eat healthy. So, the comment today I sent to Donna was, we take around 5 minutes to eat the food, but it takes 5 hours to prepare. And yeah, and the food, the four of us working very hard for 2 hours, and the food brought to the campus from the center also. So it takes a long time, a lot of people to prepare the food, but the kids don't eat them 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and they eat them, they finish them. But that will give the kids lifelong healthy because the food is healthy. So that's very important. Nutrition is very important to the kids. And I learned a lot today. Yeah, that's very good. And another thing is last week was the celebrating Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year. And I went to one of our school in Northam celebrating Lunar New Year. And that was amazing. And the program was that they brought a Shaolin Kung Fu demonstration, and that was amazing. I hope more parents and more audience can be there to watch. I went to Walnut Shepherd Station for dedicating a honor war, and also honor one of the sheriff. Deputy was shot about more than 10 years ago, and and passed away because of the wound, because the one of the Buddha stayed in the body on the head somewhere, and he passed away a month ago, and that made me thinking the peace is not free. They protect us from being robbed or crime, and they sacrifice their life. So now the sheriff, they want a station protecting our campus, our kids too. So, but they are risking their life. So we honor them because they're risking their life every day on your duty. So that's also something we need to honor them and respect them. Showcase was very successful. There was rainy day, but there was a lot of people. Thank you, Dr. Mitchell and Brandy and Gina and everyone contribute to the event. And I brought a few friends over, and one of the family was debating whether or not they want to transfer their kids from private school back to public school. So after visiting the showcase, they made a decision. They decided to transfer their high school kids from a private high school to Roland High School. So at the time, I told Dr. Mitchell, our ADA, add one number. Yeah. Yeah. Congratulate Justin Lopez, and I think that's very good choice for promoting within, and they will keep our morale high. When they work hard and they get promoted, it's good. Thank you.
Lynn?
I'm not going to repeat what everybody else has said, but I will say ditto on the showcase. It was fabulous. And thanks, Dr. Mitchell, for getting that started a couple years ago, 3 years ago. It's been one of the best things for our district. Justin Lopez's appointment, I think, is a wonderful appointment for our district. He's got the right attitude. He's a good people person. And, we have to remember that among all the hats all our administrators wear, they're the heads of customer service. And that includes students and parents. And I think he will do an outstanding job in that position. So I just wanted to congratulate him. Today I was at the ACE event. I shadowed Jose Franco in the technology department. He's the senior tech. And I tell you, that's an eye-opening, all that technology, what they have to do. You think about it. There's not one area of this whole district or one employee that they don't touch. We installed Dennis Bixler's conference phone today. we plodded through the water. And we just solved problems centrally because as a senior tech, he's in charge of kind of shooting down problems in the department. But he has the right attitude. I asked him what he liked the most about his position, and he said, it's the people I work with. And the thing that he said that, could work, that we could work on, or that he could work on, is time. Sometimes there's just not enough time to get everything done. And I think everybody who works realizes that from time to time. There aren't enough hours in the day. But kudos to Jose and his department and to all of the classified workers of our district, because they do make us work. And I think having this one day a year that we can find out the work they do has been beneficial to me, and I'm sure it's been beneficial to everybody. So thank you.
Okay, thank you everyone for staying for our meeting on Valentine's Day when you should be with your significant other. Also, I wanted to mention Gianno's video presentation and their speeches were great. And I want to ditto what Lynn said about Justin because I've seen him work with the kids and everything that he's done. And I'm sure that he's going to do a great job in his new position. David mentioned Nogales 101. I really enjoyed the eighth grade introduction to the families. There was over 100 people present, and they gave a great meeting about the different different organizations that the kids could join, as well as they had booths where the students ran to see what club they can join. I thought it was very great. As I was leaving, I spoke to a parent, and he asked, oh, do you have a child coming here? I said, no, actually, you know, I'm board president. Oh, you came and you didn't even have to come? And so he said he was very excited about his child coming to Nogales High School. He's very involved in everything. And then I wanted to mention the shadow experience. Today I was with the custodian at Alvarado, Eleno. He's an outstanding person. He is amazing. I thought, what am I getting myself into, especially with this rain? I was thinking, are we ever going to have a break? And he's just so good. I was only with him for half a day, and there's so much work. Like, the time went so fast. We finally got a break at 10:50, and he just was amazing. I got over 7,000 steps just walking around Alvarado and in a short time. Hmm? Yeah, in the rain. Oh, my pants got so soaked. Raincoat, forget it. Like, what happened to you, too? It was a great experience. And then the luncheon afterwards, I just want to mention, you could tell all the people that were, Sharon and her and whoever else helped, everybody, the organization of everything was just wonderful. A lot of hard work, but it paid off because it makes us realize, what, you know, they're so important that we can't do our job without classified employees. And they're just so important, and it was a fun time by everybody. And so thank you very much again, everybody, for being here. And can I have a motion and a second to adjourn the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education?
I move.
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned at 7:26 p.m.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Could have looked over there. Yeah. Yeah, everyone said yeah.